The options are either renovate the school at its current location, 903 South Edgemoor, build a new Southeast Quadrant High School at 127th and Pawnee and relocate the Southeast students, or go with the original bond plan of renovating Southeast and build a new school. What's your thoughts about option C?
Option C was our preferred one. That goes back to trust, the 2008 bond issue, which people all over Wichita listened to presentations, did it for the kids, and so many, many people did support it based on those promises. Those promises were broke last year. Those promises are being broke again. So we're faced at Save Southeast. We did prefer option C, absolutely. However, we understand Superintendent Allison's point on economics. And so if that is the feeling that they would have to, every shared sacrifice, a million here, a million there, everybody would contribute to keeping to running both schools.
So option C doesn't seem like an option, is what I'm understanding.
Well, yes, Lynn Rogers made that very clear on Monday night that he would not support option C. He did not take it off the table. However, he would not support option C.
And I just want to mention that Lynn Rogers is president of the school board. Now, Don, you say option A, where the school would be renovated right there at Lincoln and Edgemoor, is the best option for taxpayers.
Absolutely. Now, there's a couple of different reasons for that. One is you protect that base right there at Southeast. There's neighborhoods around there. You don't want them to deteriorate, because when you pull a high school out, studies have shown that it deteriorates in a neighborhood. But what I object to, and I think every taxpayer in Wichita should stop and think about, is $54 million to build a brand new high school at 127th and Pawnee for 1,800 students. The current building holds 1,600. We could fix it up for around $20 million to make it a very nice school. Would give them equity, which everybody wants, equity. That's $34 million difference for 200 students. That's a very poor use of taxpayer money, in my opinion. And so there's more than that. There's road construction that we'll pay for. There are busing costs. The superintendent feels that the administrative cost at the new building would be the same as the old, except for, well, maybe the grounds would be more. There'd be a lot of things that'd be more.
What are you hearing from some of the parents and the neighborhood, some of the students that actually attend a Southeast High School?
Well, the bulk of them wanted it to stay right there. Now, there are some who look at the shiny new building and say, hey, that's for me. I'd like that. And I frankly don't blame them in as much as I've been out to Bel Air Comprehensive. Well, they call it Northeast Magnet, but it's really Bel Air Comprehensive. Superintendent Allison's made it very clear that it will become Bel Air Comprehensive at some point. I mean, the school, the 53rd and Rock, was built to be Bel Air Comprehensive. Has a pool, has a weight room, has space for all the athletic facilities that they intended to put in there. So I call it Bel Air Comprehensive.
And so what's your concern with that?
Well, I think it's a matter of, we had a beautiful school at 17th in Chautauqua, and although it was a magnet school, it served that neighborhood very well. There was interaction in the neighborhood between the students there. The students participated in that neighborhood. They had a very strong relationship with WSU because physically they're very close to it. They had relationships with churches in the area, at Water City Halls there. There is so many things that school was an integral part of that neighborhood, and the school district came in and they ripped it right out. Now, they did put something back in there. I don't think it's nearly the same as the magnet school was. And now there's no word of what the magnet school, where it would go, what it'd become. It's just that Superintendent Allison said that it will become a comprehensive school. It was built that way. That's the ultimate purpose for that.
You know, one of the things you commented on is real estate values in the neighborhood around the current location, that they may deteriorate if the school's moved out.
Well, yes. And all the studies that we've looked at, that is the case. When a neighborhood loses a school, whether it be a grade school, an intermediate school, or a high school, it deteriorates the values. People live there for the proximity of the schools. And when they lose that, some people lose interest in living there. They move to follow the school. You know, this is what happens. We've seen this in Chicago, in Philadelphia, Detroit, neighborhood, city after city. This is, to me, what may be one of my most frustrating points, is that our city has an opportunity to reverse that trend. That's a deplorable trend. Put money above people. That is bad. And now we have an opportunity in Wichita to say, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to believe in this school. We're going to believe in this neighborhood. We're going to invest in a low-income neighborhood. We're going to make that low-income neighborhood viable, workable. We could do that. Instead, we just want to throw it away.
Now, what do you think about the school district? Or do you think that they've done enough in terms of community engagement activities and garnering enough feedback to make an informed decision come Monday night?
The Wichita School Board, they had many, many opportunities for the public to participate. And they had the online survey. Plus, you can call. You can email. So there's a number of things that our citizens could do to become involved in the process.
What are you hearing from surrounding business owners in the area?
Well, I've talked to several of them. They're upset because the ones that depend upon the students for the bulk, for a lot of their business are very upset. They're going to lose that. There's a lot of different businesses that depend on a vibrant neighborhood. And those kids generate some cash flow for them and their families.
What about people that say, well, actually, if WATC does move in there and the administrative buildings from downtown, if the operations do move into Southeast, there's still going to be people there that would take advantage of those businesses.
That's a very strong promise. Now, if it comes to pass, I just talked to a gentleman from a neighborhood association. He'd prefer to keep the school for their neighborhood, but if they bring in the administration, bring in the WATC, that's going to generate people in the neighborhood. So he feels that that's a win-win. That is a good thing for the neighborhood. I just, at this point, don't have faith in the administration to carry through.
So what do you think is going to happen on Monday night?
Well, last Monday, Mr. Rogers told us, Lynn Rogers told us, that he's going to request that every school board member list their thinking, what they've considered, the pros, the cons, and what their decision is. He's going to ask that engagement from every school board member, and I think that's excellent, so that we'll learn what they did, how, what process they followed to make their decisions. It's going to be a big decision, and I think they're going to give it its due day. We just disagree.
Don Landis is the leader of Save Southeast. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Carla.